Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show today is with Jason Norris. Jason's going to be with us in just a bit. And Jason is a presenter at our Sound Healing Conference, and he's a drum and rhythm specialist. He's actually got a PhD, or working on a PhD in rhythm, and so he's going to be speaking with us in just a bit. Our intention is that you might find the perfect natural rhythm of you and everything around you all the time. It's really interesting. It's really just a matter of I mean, there's frequencies and then there's rhythm. Rhythms are just simply slowed down frequencies. If you split a frequency in half and cut it to the, it's the same note. You take a frequency and cut it in half, it's exact same note. But if you keep going, it becomes a rhythm. So it's like if you take a frequency like this, and cut it in half, it's ooh, and cut it in half, it's oh, and cut it in half again, it's oh, whoa, 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 and one more time, whoa, 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 whoa. So all of those are the same note. So when you really look at rhythms, a lot of people don't realize every single rhythm, in fact, everybody walks in a certain key, a certain note. It's really interesting. So it's we're going to be talking about rhythms today. But before that, I want to tell you about the things happening at the Institute. If you happen to be around, we're doing a workshop, a nod workshop, the ancient study of the sound stream. It's really the unheard or just the spiritual sound of sound healing. And it's an ancient tradition. And there's a guy here at 7 o'clock tonight here at the Institute. So if you happen to be in the area, you can come on down. It's only $20. We also have coming up the next semester is at the Institute is September 2nd for the Sound Healing Certificate and Associate Degree Program. If you pay in full by July 1st, you can get $300 off. I'm sorry, July 10th. It's already past July 1st. July 10th, you can still get $300 off. And it's only $2,300 anyway, which we have really the lowest price of any certificate program around because we're not really stressing for funds now. And we've got amazing instructors. We've got 10 different instructors in the certificate program, and they really just are able to bring you into a whole state of bliss to teach you all the different ways that sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And everybody's got their own perspective. So it's really, really cool to get a wide range of perspectives. It's not just my perspective. And then we also still offer that program or classes online as well. And that starts July 8th. If you want to jump into the online program certificate, the seminars online. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Production Program, where we teach you all different things about how to run a digital audio workstation, such as Pro Tools or Ableton Live or any of the programs out there. And that starts September 2nd also. You can also do that, classes like of that online as well. And if you pay in full by July 10th for the Sound Healing Program, starting in September, you get $700 off. Also, if you were to pay in full for the degree program in Sound Healing, you would get $1,500 off by July 10th. Okay. So those are the Sound Healing Programs. We do have some interesting things coming up. We don't haven't scheduled it yet, but we're going to be showing Tom Kenyon's new movie here soon. If you haven't seen that, it's really just coming out now, and it's really quite amazing. Tom Kenyon is one of the most powerful sound healers on the planet, and he channels different beings through his voice. And so we'll be showing that movie, so watch out for an email for that. We We also have a concert, a gong and Tibetan bowl concert on August 15th here at the Institute for just $20. And then the some of the big things we have happening are the Sound Healing Retreat in Mount Shasta, Saturday and Sunday, August 30th and 31st. And also, we'll, even on September 1st, we'll be doing a meditation up on the mountain in Mount Shasta. It's at Stewart Hot Springs, where they've got some of the most best healing water there is. It's amazing. And we've got individual tubs there. We'll be doing a couple of days with Emmanuel. We'll be doing healings on people. I'll be there. And we'll be doing a lot of experiential work. Also, Beverly from the Crystal Room will come over and bring all her alchemical bowls and do an ascension. I mean, we just get really high, and it's such a beautiful place. It's right on a river, right next to the conference room is right on a beautiful river. It's just a beautiful place to do a workshop. And there, of course, we're hanging out with the Lemurians. I mean, we are hanging out with all those 3 million Lemurians that are humming in love and light inside of Mount Shasta, and we just connect to the energy, and it's, I mean, you don't even have to do sound healing. You can get high up there, but when you do sound healing and you're in the area, it's really quite amazing. So that's August 30th and 31st. It's $165 until July 10th. Okay. And then the big thing is our Sound Healing Conference. We got the conference going September 26th to the 29th. Oh, we do have another open house August 24th. That's quite a ways off. September 26th to the 29th is the Sound Healing Conference. It's our fourth Sound Healing Conference, and we got some really amazing presenters for this one, Jeffrey Thompson and John Stuart Reed and Roland McCratty. From HeartMath is coming up, and then David Hikes, one of the most amazing overtone sound healers or throat singers there is, and then we've got concerts every night. We've got one night we've got Stephen Halpern and Suzanne Sterling is going to do a full concert on that same night, and also Scott Huckabee. He tunes his guitar to interesting frequencies and brings the love right on through. And then we've also got on Saturday night the Power of Love concert. It's like there's not anybody that you really would know, but they're all major, major musicians that have played with people like Carlos Santana and other major groups. It's going to be a really spectacular show. We've got a harp player, Peter Sterling, that's going to join us, a 15-person choir. We've got rock and roll guitars, but we've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. I mean, it's really powerful and amazing, amazing singers. And we've got six, like, really powerful singers, kind of like Pink Floyd-type singers. That's Saturday night, the 28th. And then Sunday night, the 29th, we're doing the whole concert with David Hikes and the Tibetan bowl concert with Karma Moffat. And that's kind of, people are going to get really high that night. We also have the festival. If you can't make the whole conference, which is only $160 right now, we've also got the festival on Saturday and Sunday, which is outdoors, and there's three areas where we'll have music and interactive sound healing going on, and that's Saturday and Sunday, September 26th. I'm sorry, 27th and 28th. You can find all the information I'm talking about at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486. The conference info, you can find the conference info on our site, soundhealingcenter.com, but if you want to go directly to it, it's globesoundhealingconference.com. So check it out. So our guest today is Jason. Are you there now, Jason?
I am here. Thank you.
Hey, welcome, welcome. Thanks so much for taking time. Jason's like in the midst of moving right now, so he's a little overwhelmed. So how's the rhythm of moving?
Boy, it is overwhelming is a good word for it. there's so much that's needed, and it's just amazing how much stuff that we collect over the years of living. So I'm getting in touch with all the old rhythms and getting ready to move into the new rhythm.
Oh, cool. Are you excited about your new place?
I am. I'm actually taking over a large 4,000 square foot Victorian church up
wow.
in Lakeport, which I'm going to be turning into a music center. So I'm really excited to.
Oh my God, that's right. I forgot you mentioned that. Oh my God, that's so cool. So tell us about the center. What's it going to be like?
Well, my vision is to really just have it's just an amazing property with this huge event hall, and the intention is to create a kind of a wellness network of embodied practitioners who want to do art therapy, movement therapy, music therapy, all with this idea of vibration as the core element that we're all exploring and expressing through creativity and sound and all the ways we can tap into that vibrational medicine realm.
Wow.
So it's all still in the beginning, and I'm looking for collaborators right now. There's a house share available. If anyone's curious about more info, you could definitely contact me through lucidrum.com, and happy to tell you more about it and share the space if you want to come visit.
Cool. So beautiful up there, too. It's just kind of by Harbin Hot Springs, is that right?
Yeah, it's up that way. It's about 40 minutes from Harbin. It's a little bit more north. It's right two blocks from the lake up there, Clear Lake area, and Mount Kanaskai.
Cool.
I'm new to the area, so it's a big move for me, but I just couldn't pass up this space. And I'm kind of getting in love with the little town of Lakeport there. So it's a sleepy little town, but it has a lot of hidden gems to offer.
Oh, that's cool. That's so cool. You don't have to go very deep to get hot water there, you know.
This is the volcanic activity is in the middle of the lake, which is very intriguing.
So I know you don't have much time, so tell us about your background and what you do and how you got into what you do.
Sure. Well, my background is in consciousness research, actually. And I'm a lifelong musician, and there's always been this separation between sort of my academic research and my music endeavors. And over the past 10 years or so, they've just been merging more and more. And so my work is really involved with rhythm, and particularly the phenomenon of entrainment. And for anyone who's not that familiar with entrainment, it's essentially the phenomenon where one moving rhythm synchronizes with or matches another moving rhythm. And the way that I hold rhythm is not necessarily the traditional way of like 0 to 16 beats per second. I'm looking at rhythm as a fundamental aspect of any vibration. So in my research, rhythm relates to not only sound, but light, temperature, atoms, molecules, and of course our physical bodies and mind and spirit. And so it really relates to the lived sense of interconnectedness and belonging, and really tapping into vibration through rhythm and this aspect of getting on the same wavelength and sharing in that journey. And a lot of my focus is on hand drumming. And, you know, hand drumming has been used for millennia, from cultures around the world, and spiritual practice and all sorts. It's one of the best ways for addiction, support groups, and just really getting everyone in the group to have this sense of connection and really be able to express themselves and hear each other and form this deep, deep community. So that's kind of where the essence of my work is, and it all relates to consciousness transformation. And really, eco-social sustainability is really big for me.
So it sounds like you're not just looking at rhythms in the body. You're looking at, is it like the relationship between rhythms of everything outside and inside?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, a lot of research in rhythm entrainment focuses on the relationship between the external to the internal. And what I'm really looking at is looking at the other dimensions that are involved. And what's of particular interest is more the subtle realm of where rhythm exists. And what I mean by that is more non-local rhythm. For instance, you know, this ties into quantum physics, and we get into entanglement and how molecules are entrained to each other regardless of distance. So I'm really kind of articulating what a non-local rhythm is and how those can be viewed and held and worked with as unseen organizing principles within ourselves and within the community at large.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I've always, I was a physics major at UC Berkeley, and basically in entrainment, which is, you know, the one rhythm affecting another rhythm or causing another rhythm to synchronize, I've always assumed that that law also works at the quantum level, because it seems obvious. I mean, that's how intention works as well. You use, you know, a frequency of intention to entrain something else to happen or to synchronize. And so, and that's, you know, where intention is really at the quantum level. That's like the best thing that the quantum level explains as far as consciousness, as far as, you know, extrapolating information from it, I think, where we try to explain it. And so is there, but I've never heard anybody talk about this law working at the quantum level, but it seems so obvious. I mean,
It is to me too. And I love that you're bringing up intention, because it's such a huge part of it. Working with intention, not only the physical frequency, or not necessarily physical, but not only the frequency, but also when you match that with intention, I mean, it just opens up these magical realms. And a lot of my work is not only working with intention, but really getting in touch with our own intuition, and how intention and intuition are these moving rhythms that really change with us in every moment, day to day.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting because, you know, and you probably can refine this. What I know is when you play a rhythm, the first thing that's going to happen is your brain waves are going to, probably within 15 seconds, they're going to start trying to synchronize to it. Also, your heart is not far behind, maybe even sooner, I'm not even sure. Your heart starts synchronizing to the rhythm. And then, you know, I think of all the other rhythms in the body. There's the cranial sacral rhythm. I even think of the rhythm of walking. But, you know, I mean, there must be many, many more rhythms that are all synchronized, huh?
Oh, yeah. We're a bundle of rhythms. it's everything. Yeah, brain waves. You know, I work the three main rhythms that I really focus on when working with this is brain waves, heartbeat, and breath rate.
Oh, breath rate. Uh-huh. Cool.
And they're all so synchronized together and interact with each other, it's really hard to tell what's leading what. But we just have this natural tendency. I mean, it's really an evolutionary function in trainment. It's how we learn through practice and really like sinking to the rhythm that we're trying to learn. And our body just naturally wants to synchronize. And it goes beyond that, you know, digestive rhythms, like all of it is so interconnected. It's really hard to tell what's leading what, but they all move together in this very holistic way.
And then you tie it into all the rhythms of the planets and tides and, you know, and day the different seasons that we're all affected by. I mean,
yeah.
And oh my God, it's really interesting because, you know, it's like when, you know, the key part that I think about is that it's all in harmony. Mm-hmm. But there's in fact, you know, I hadn't really explored this, but I know there's a lot of chaos in systems that cause diversity and such. But, you know, for the most part, I think of the body being mostly in harmony. And if it's not in harmony, that's when it breaks down. So I always assume all the rhythms are working. If someone's healthy, they're all perfectly working together. But I don't know that that's true. Maybe there's enough chaos that just keeps us doing something, even if we're healthy. You know?
Well, right. It's true. We definitely need a certain amount of chaos. And there are particular rhythms of the body that actually do, they're healthier in a more chaotic realm. Like you don't necessarily want all of the rhythms of your body to be firing at the same time, because then you know that's more of like epileptic seizure type of realm. So there's definitely a balance of chaos and synchronization, as is in the natural world. We see this all over the place.
It's interesting.
One of the best examples of that people can really relate to that I find with rhythms, especially women, is that there's some psychological research, and people just know this from their own experience, is that when you have several women that are together often, they'll often synchronize their moon cycles together, and usually whoever has the most I don't want to say dominant, but the most regular cycle, that is the cycle that everyone around them will entrain to. So they eventually all get on that same cycle. And that's just one example that people can really understand.
It's interesting because, you know, around here we find a person's soul frequency. And I've come to believe that people even, that their heart rate and their brainwave rates and breath rate are naturally the note of their soul frequency, since every rhythm is a note. And and then I've really been watching the way people walk, and I've been thinking that everybody walks in the key of their soul note if they're feeling healthy. And some people walk faster or slower based on their soul note. And then I was thinking, okay, well, how is that modulated by the length of legs? How's that variable kick in? And somehow I think it doesn't affect it very much, because I've been watching for so long and watching my own rhythm of when I walk, exactly what note that seems to be when I walk.
That's very intriguing to me. It's amazing how, if I just tune into the rhythm where I'm at, I could instantly change my awareness. Just by really getting into, I haven't really put it into terms of that soul frequency, but I really enjoy that. Something for me to look further into.
It's so cool, because I think, the big deal is really people just simply being aware of these rhythms. Is probably the most important thing. I mean, it's the basic essence of being present. You know, and so many people, like probably, 98%, maybe, I don't know, maybe less, but it seems like there's a huge amount of people that aren't really aware of the rhythms in their system. Maybe there's more. Maybe it's 50-50, I don't know.
It's so true. Awareness is the very first step. Well, maybe intention comes first, but awareness is such a key factor in any kind of transformation. And just being aware, it's like going back to the quantum realm. You have the observer, and just simply the act of observing something changes it completely, changes its behavior. And so just being aware of ourselves and these different facets of ourselves instantaneously changes it just by observing it and becoming aware.
There's a movie on Gaiam TV called Inner and Outer Worlds, which is so cool because it kind of talks all about the quantum realm in relation to spirituality, and it's got cool graphics as well. And the main thing they're saying is that really hit home, and it's that the truth is, when you look at the core, we are nothing. I mean, there's so little matter compared to all the space within our system and such, that we are really not a thing. we are a flowing rhythm, and energy's flowing in and out of us. And that's why we get so screwed up, because we try to define ourselves as things, and or
right.
as this or that, when and it's totally a flowing state, a rhythmic state.
Very true. I love that. We're I'm reminded of the river, the metaphor of the river, which is constantly changing but always the same. And we're just in the flow. You know, that's actually what the word for rhythm, it comes from Greek Roman times, which just means to flow. It's the measurement of flow.
Mm.
And so this taps into flow psychology and just what it means to really allow ourselves with trust and integrity and authenticity to maintain that relationship with flow.
Nice. Yeah, because everybody talks about frequencies and pitches and even musical intervals, but really the whole deal is how all of those frequencies, pitches, and intervals flow. I mean, that's really the most important, because, I mean, when there's not a flow, you're dead. You're dead. That's it. So tell us about what you'll be presenting at the conference.
Like I said, all my research is on rhythm entrainment, so I'm going to be presenting essentially an integrative theory of interconnectedness through the lens of rhythm entrainment. And I'll be looking, I kind of take the holistic realm of looking at the physical, the physical aspects which relate to physical material like metronomes syncing up and things in the physical world, and looking at a psychological perspective, so more from the mental idea of looking at intention and how we sync up psychologically with each other, and then bringing in the spiritual aspect, so physical, psychological, spiritual. And the spiritual aspect of rhythm entrainment is really not touched upon in most of the research, if not all, that's out there on the phenomenon. Because, when you get into research, you start talking about spirituality. It's so personal that it's really hard to develop any kind of research design around it. But cultures like, one of my favorite cultures that work with rhythm, actually two, of course, are the Vedic tradition, which is just a sonic-based theology, working with repetition of chanting and being able to enter into these fantastic altered states just through repeating a particular mantra, a particular vibration, a particular rhythm. And then the more the West African traditions of, say, like Orisha and Yoruba people, who work with rhythm, with hand drumming, in a way that calls in deities, and they use terminology like the Orisha mount people and really just embed them with these amazing psychic abilities and almost superhuman qualities, all through rhythm and just communicating back and forth with rhythm. So bringing in different cultures and also focusing on the science behind rhythm entrainment and trying to find the blend to where they all fit together in this integrative, transdisciplinary view.
Wow, that's very cool. I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Great, yeah, so, I'm so excited for the conference. It's such a great lineup. I'm really happy to be part of it.
I know you're going to be doing a drum circle out in the Sound Garden Festival as well.
Yes. I'm always so elated, because any time that I bring drums, just people show up and have a ball. You don't need any kind of experience, and it's just with drumming. Actually, going back to how I kind of got into all this is, as I said, I've been a lifelong musician and play a very variety of instruments. But it wasn't until I think in my early college days, I went to a party and someone brought a couple hand drums and handed me a drum, and it was the first time that I played a hand drum And as soon as I held it in my lap, something just opened and awoke in me. Like, it was almost like for the first time, I felt my this line of ancestors just
cool.
wake up and say hello. And so it really connects with your roots and your ancestry and this, like, primal essence that we all have rooted in rhythm. So I just love sharing that. So I'm excited to offer that at the conference.
Cool. Well, you know, I've actually got the song Integral Voodoo
yes.
pulled up. And so they're going to play it for us.
Oh, great, great. That's
yeah.
It's a little bit more of a more intense rhythm. It was made for, particularly for ritual.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, but it's great. Anytime I listen to that, I instantaneously go into a trance sort of a ritual state.
Should we listen? It's about 30 minutes, so should we listen to, like, the beginning, start with the beginning, or should we start halfway through?
The beginning is great, yeah. It's a nice little
intro. Sure. Okay, cool. Well, I'll let you get back to your massive move. Oh, my God. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, David. And for anyone else that wants to look about more of my research, you could find me at luciddrums.com. It's like lucid dreams, but luciddrum.com. And listening to this track that's about to be played, I just offer you to close your eyes and let the rhythm move you how it will.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. I'll get it already started. Great. Take care. Thank you. so interesting when you listen to rhythm like that. There's a whole groundedness that happens. Now, when we start defining time so consistently, it's really peaceful, and I often go into a state of just stillness, even though things are flowing. It's kind of like a consistent rhythm, a consistent frequency. With a consistent frequency, that's the essence of peace, and a consistent rhythm is the essence of peace. It's also interesting, though, if you have a drum machine, it actually stresses people out, unless you've got a lot of other live rhythms, live people playing on top of it, then it doesn't stress people out as much. But a straight rhythm is stressful for our system because it's too stable. So it's important to have a rhythm that does have that chaos in it, that does actually breathe a little bit. On the other hand, if it breathes too much, it's really bad. The worst thing, the most stressful thing there is bad rhythm. I mean, when somebody can't keep rhythm, it's funny. It's so stressful. Bad rhythm is really stressful. In fact, I think we really judge people so much on the rhythm of breaking up rhythm. The consistency of the rhythm of the way they speak. The consistency of the rhythm of the way they speak. Some people, they kind of break up the rhythm, and it really kind of makes it difficult. It's we don't like it when the rhythm doesn't seem to flow. It really bugs us. And it's really hard to step back and let that be okay. So especially for people that are, you know, physically challenged or emotionally challenged. But when the rhythm is really flowing, it's in the voice and the way people speak. It just really comes out perfectly. We trust those people. And it's so, I mean, they could be completely lying to us. And we trust them because we love flowing rhythms. It's interesting how important it is to us. There's another instructor we have that actually teaches rhythm here at the school. And it's really interesting because he talks about transitioning from one type of rhythm to another. If you were to go from like a really basic, one rhythm that's stable and then transition to a different rhythm, right when you transition, there is complete chaos, complete weirdness. You know, the transition is very, it's actually kind of very uncomfortable when there's two different rhythms and you're shifting from one rhythm to another, unless they happen to be in sync. But we're talking about two different rhythms. And he talks about that's exactly the way it works when you go to higher consciousness. We are now transforming from a third dimension consciousness to a fourth and fifth dimension consciousness. And that transition is very uncomfortable for a lot of people. In fact, a lot of people are really stressed out right now from it. You know, from all these frequencies, they say, coming in from the center of the Milky Way or coming through the sun. Actually, a lot of it's just coming through the sun, but a lot of people say it's originating from the Milky Way. And all this transitioning of frequency to a higher, or I assume higher, faster rhythm. Maybe it's just a more complex or more stable rhythm, but I assume it's faster, which would correlate to a higher rhythm. Well, the transition is very difficult. It's like there's two rhythms going at once that aren't in sync. And that's very difficult. But that's what we go through whenever we move to a higher state. So it's all perfect. It's just perfect. And then once we get to the higher state, then we're really, really going to be buzzing. But again, I think the whole deal is really just being aware of all the different rhythms. All the different rhythms and frequencies, because frequencies are simply fast rhythms. Just being aware of the world as it is, frequency and rhythm, or combinations of frequency and rhythm, and frequencies and rhythm that change over time, creating the flow of life. So again, we hold the intention that we might all find our natural rhythm and be aware of how that natural rhythm is simply a part of other greater rhythms and even slower, and rhythms that are changing over slower and slower amounts, or I should say longer and longer amounts of time. Because when we tune into the rhythms, like or the rhythm of the sun going around the Milky Way, what 300 million years? When we start to tune into those rhythms, there's a stillness that is profound. Or tune into the super fast rhythms of an atom or a quark. Then again, when it gets super fast, again we go to a state of stillness. Or the coolest deal is to tune into all rhythms simultaneously, where you're just one with them all. The stillness there is the best of all. So hold on to this rhythm. Be aware for the rest of the night, rest of the weekend, rest of the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead. Be aware of all rhythms.